Elise Monroe remembers her ex-husband's anger, quick, explosive, and loud.
He liked to punch things. One night when he was drunk and angry, he punched a hole in our shower. It was always my fault. If he was angry, it was something I did.
But Monroe says the first time she felt fear was in January 2010, a few months after she, her husband, and their two young children moved on base at Fort Drum, New York.
And I remember that night I had tried to lock myself in our bedroom, and he kicked it open and cornered me. And I had tripped and fallen, and he grabbed me really hard on the arm and picked me up.
When military police showed up, they noted the torn apart house and the bruises that had started to bloom on Monroe's arms. They took her husband away for a 72-hour cool down period and sent Monroe to have her injuries photographed at a base medical facility. But while the Army punished Monroe's husband for damaging their house, he was never prosecuted for hurting her. Instead, his command ordered him to go to anger management counseling. Monroe says no one followed up about her well-being.
No one offered me services. No one told me that there were things that were there for me, for my benefit, for my children's benefit. In my opinion, it was solely concentrated on him.
Monroe's situation is not unique. Earlier this year, the Defense Department Inspector General found that the military often mishandles domestic violence. It said military police sometimes were sloppy with evidence collection and interviewing, and often failed to report offenses into federal databases as required. The Inspector General also found that police often didn't tell abused spouses about family advocacy, a Defense Department program which offers them support and safety counseling. Lisa Colella directs Healing Household 6, a military family organization.
You know, certainly people come to me and they show me evidence that they have reported in the way that they're supposed to. And there have been more times than I can count that the family advocacy representative told me that they didn't have any file on this person.
The report also found commanders sometimes interfered at crime scenes, pushing law enforcement to do things that weren't in keeping with protocol. And Colella says an abuser's command sits on the committee that decides what's actually violence.
It's just this giant, like, jumbled mess of reputations and culture and who's the service member and how many medals do they have and what have they done and was this really abuse?
Since the IG report was released in April, Colella says she's seen signs that some bases have begun to take their domestic violence protocols more seriously, though the response has been inconsistent. Another change happened last year when Congress amended the military's criminal code to include domestic violence. Brian Klubb of the Battered Women's Justice Project says that may be encouraging enforcement.
What Congress directed was that now, with the specific domestic violence and domestic assault offense, it would be easier to track these offenses within the military justice system, be able to report on them, as well as to be able to flag them correctly for civilian law enforcement.
But for domestic abuse survivor Elise Monroe, change didn't come fast enough. Her ex-husband's violence continued to escalate until 2016, when, after leaving the service, he threatened her life.
There was a moment where he had me on the front step with his knee in my side, and he had punched me in the face and said that if I was not quiet, he was going to put me in the ground where I belonged. I knew he had a loaded weapon in his truck.
Monroe fled with her kids to safety and is now remarried. Her ex-husband continued to spiral. Last year, he was shot by a guard at the Department of Veterans Affairs after he threatened the guard with a knife. He survived the shooting but was convicted of several crimes. Monroe can't help but wonder if that all could have been prevented if the military had taken her abuse more seriously. This is Carson Frame reporting.